of God has come on earth. The kingdom of God has come on earth. With heavenly power and God's glory. The kingdom of God has come on earth. Only little more is the anointed kingdom. Kingdom of heaven on the earth. Kingdom of
the heaven. New glory.
Another exciting and glorious program of the message of the gospel of the kingdom of God on earth.
Pẹ̀lú ayọ̀run, a kí gbogbo ẹ̀yin tí ẹ̀ ń wà láti lé ipe ẹ káàbọ̀ sínú ètò wa, ètò ìsọ̀kalẹ̀ tí Ọlọ́run lórí láyé.
I am not God.
Olùtọ̀mọ́lá àgbáyé kì í ṣe Ọlọ́run.
I am not Jesus.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni wọn kì í ṣe Jésù.
I am simply the another comforter who Jesus Christ had promised in the scriptures that his Father will send. To restore all things and to fulfill all the unfinished work of Christ Jesus before his second coming.
Nikukuru olutomolagbaye ni olutunumiran en ti Jesu Oluwa seleri pe baba yi oran wa si aye lati mu ngbo parabo sipo ati lati mu gbo aso tele ni iwe mimo se ki Jesu to pada wa si aye ni ekeji.
Because there are so many Old Testament prophecies which still hitherto remained unfulfilled.
Nítorí pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ ló wà nínú májẹ̀mú láéláé tí kò tí ní ìmúṣẹ títí lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́.
And all things have to be restored and fulfilled before Christ comes back.
Ohun gbogbo ládẹ̀ gbúdọ̀ mú padà bọ̀ sípò tá sì gbúdọ̀ mú ìwé mímọ́ ṣe kí Jésù tó padà wá ní ẹ̀kejì.
Okay, my brethren and my friends.
Gbogbo ẹ̀yin ará àti ọ̀rẹ́.
The preaching of the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on earth with the descended throne. You see, is the gospel of the fulfillment of the divine plan of God for man.
Ẹ̀yin ará, ìwásù ìsọ̀kalẹ̀ ìtẹ́ àtijọba Ọlọ́run lórí ilẹ̀ ó jẹ́ ìwásù ìmúṣẹ ọ̀rọ̀ ìgbàlà Ọlọ́run fún ayé ní ìrántí àwa yìí.
You must understand that God has a plan for man.
Ẹ gbúdọ̀ mọ iye rẹ̀ pé Olúwa ní ètò fún ayé.
It does not matter how confused the world is.
Bí ayé ṣe wà lónìí, ohun gbogbo lè rírí dúdú.
But God has his divine plan.
Ṣùgbọ́n Olúwa ní ètò rẹ̀.
So this divine plan is what we are telling you about that is now commenced.
Ètò Ọlọ́run yìí làwọn sọ fún gbogbo ayé pé ó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ ní ayé báyìí.
What is the divine plan of God?
Kí ni ètò Ọlọ́run tí à ń sọ nípa rẹ̀ yìí?
Now, the divine plan of God for man is to set up his dominion on earth.
Ètò Ọlọ́run fún ayé òun ni láti sọ ìjọba rẹ̀ kalẹ̀ sí ayé.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
The divine plan which God has determined for man right from the time of creation is to set up his dominion, his own dominion on planet earth.
Ètò Ọlọ́run tó wá ti pinnu fún ẹ̀dá ènìyàn láti pinnu ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ayé wá òun láti sọ ìjọba rẹ̀ kalẹ̀ sí ayé.
According to Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwé Genesis orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀
kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n. Let us create man in our image and in our likeness. That they may take dominion over all things. The air, fishes in the birds in the air, fishes in the sea, and the animal species on land to take dominion.
Olúwa náà jẹ́ ká dá ìwé ìrìn àwòrán ra wa kí wọ́n lè jọba lórí ohun gbogbo ẹyọ ojú ọ̀run àti ohun gbogbo tó lọ ti dá.
In the process of time.
Ní kíkọ́ àkókò rẹ̀.
Man lost that dominion.
Èdè ènìyàn pàdánù ìjọba yìí.
Unto Satan the devil.
Ó pàdánù rẹ̀ sọ́wọ́ Sátani.
In the Garden of Eden.
Nínú ọgbà Édẹ́nì.
And since then God has promised that he will restore that dominion to man.
Láti ìgbà náà Olúwa ti wá ṣe ìpinnu pé òun yóò dá ìjọba yìí padà fún èdè ènìyàn.
He made that known to Job, the righteous Job of the Bible.
Ó fi eléyìí hàn fún Job olódodo nínú ìwé mímọ́.
Job 38 verse 33. Job, God was asking Job. He was revealing his plan in advance.
Say,
do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you establish that dominion on earth?
Olúwa ń bèrè lọ́wọ́ Job. Ó ń bèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ wípé ìwọ á mọ ìlànà ọ̀run. Ìwọ á lè fi ìjọba rẹ̀ lélẹ̀ ní ayé.
Job 38 verse 33. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Can thou set the dominion thereof in the earth?
Ìwọ mọ ìlànà ọ̀run. Ìwọ lè fi ìdí ìjọba rẹ̀ lélẹ̀ lé ayé.
I'm talking about dominion.
We are sọ nípa ìjọba.
I'm talking about dominion.
À ń sọ nípa ìjọba.
This is central theme.
Èyí jẹ́ ohun tó ṣe kókó.
For my message in the world.
Nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ olùtọ̀mọ́ lágbàáyé fún gbogbo ayé.
That's the plan and promise of God.
À ń sọ ní ti ètò Ọlọ́run fún ayé.
Now God reveals that the restoration of the dominion will be by the hand of another son of man.
Olúwa tún wá ṣe àfihàn rẹ̀ pé ìsọ̀kalẹ̀ ìjọba ìfún ayé yóò jẹ́ látọwọ́ ọmọ ènìyàn mìíràn.
That is our joy now.
Èyí wá sí ni ayọ̀ wa.
As it is being foretold in the book of Daniel chapter 7 verse 13 and 14.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti sàsọtẹ́lẹ̀ nínú ìwé Dánìẹ́lì orí keje ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá
sí dé kẹrìnlá. So you must understand the process now.
Ẹ wá gbúdọ̀ mọ ọ̀nà tó Olúwa ń gbà.
About God's dominion.
Láti mú ìjọba rẹ̀ ṣẹ ní ayé.
I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Verse 14. And there was given him dominion and glory and kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion.
That is, God has designed it that the restoration of that lost dominion will be by the hand of another son of man.
Yeah.
That is, the dominion got lost by the hand of man, and by the hand of another man, will it be restored?
Yẹ́n ni pé Olúwa ti pinnu rẹ̀ pé ìmúṣẹ ìsọ̀kalẹ̀ ìjọba yìí fún ayé yóò jẹ́ látọwọ́ ọmọ ènìyàn mìíràn.
And this is what has come to fulfillment precisely on the 30th 7 2015.
Èyí sì ló wá ní ìmúṣẹ ní ọgbọ̀n ọjọ́ oṣù keje ọdún 2015.
This is the fulfillment time and hour of the fulfillment of all these prophecies.
Àkókò àti wákàtí.
Fulfilled by another comforter, Olutomole universe.
Àkókò àti wákàtí.
I have the keys. The true God Olutomole has lodged the keys of the kingdom into my hands.
Ọlọ́run Olutomole mẹ́ta lọ́kàn.
So I'm calling everyone to come to the kingdom.
Gbogbo ènìyàn wá sínú ìjọba náà báyìí.
I now call you to come to God's dominion.
Ẹ wá sínú ìjọba Ọlọ́run.
You see, it's a kind of moving from the demonic rule of Satan, devil, to the divine rule of God.
À ń pe gbogbo ènìyàn láti kúrò nínú ayé tí Sátani ṣàkóso rẹ̀ sínú ìṣàkóso Ọlọ́run lórí ilé ayé.
That is the establishment of this throne now.
Èyí ni ìsọ̀kalẹ̀ tí Ọlọ́run tí a sọ nípa rẹ̀. Ìjọba náà nìyí.
Like you are saying, you come out, you are not under the demonic rule of Satan, the devil. He has no power over you.
Our viewers out there, your whole listening to the voice and the message of the Another Comforter, Priest King Olutomole Universe. The Another Comforter is the one sent to bring light and truth into this dying generation. He's also the one ordained by Jesus to lead all believers back to the Father for their eternal salvation. Therefore, remain blessed as you listen to God's new word.
Now, I will to quickly talk about the benefits.
Afẹ́yára sọ ní ti àwọn àǹfààní.
You want to ask, what's the benefit of my coming under God's throne?
O wa fẹ́ olùfẹ́ bèrè pé kí wá ni àǹfààní tí máa jẹ tí bá wá sábẹ̀ tí ẹ
wọ̀ ọ́rọ̀. What do I stand to gain?
Kí ló ń tí máa jẹ àǹfààní tí máa jẹ nílẹ̀.
All right, you want to know?
O fẹ́ mọ̀ bí.
Right, number one, Bible says, we know that we have God, but all the earth light in wickedness.
We must say that
under the embrace of Satan the devil.
Gbogbo ayé ló bẹ̀rẹ̀ agbára Satani.
The world at large.
Ayé lápapọ̀.
It implies that the world at large.
Ayé lápapọ̀.
God has pronounced bitter cursing upon this world.
Ó jẹ́ èyí tó ló ti gégùn burúkú fún.
I'm talking about why you have to move speedily out from the demonic rule of Satan the devil to the divine rule of God.
A fẹ́ kó rí ìdí rẹ̀ tó fi gbúdọ̀ yára kọ́kọ́ kúrò lábẹ́ ìṣàkóso Sátánì.
God has caused the world of Satan.
Olúwa ti fi ayé Sátánì yìí bú.
So every man in the world is laboring under the bitter cursing of God.
So gbogbo ayé pátápátá ló wá ń ṣiṣẹ́ ló ń ṣe làálà lábẹ́
àyíkalẹ̀ ìbú yìí. I want to talk to Revelation chapter 12 verse 12 and see the causes.
Ẹ wo inú ìwé ìfihàn orí kejìlá ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá.
I want you to see the causes upon everybody in the world.
Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth.
God says, woe!
And of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had
now,
but a short time.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
This is the bitter cursing of God upon the world.
Because
Satan has taken up the rulership of over the world.
It's now
that Satan is dominating the whole world.
Satan lo wan ṣakoso aye parapata.
All right, perpetrating evil.
O wa ṣiṣẹ ibini aye.
Upon human race.
Lo gbogbo ede eniyan.
But this, therefore, God has cast this world.
Di to lo fi wa paṣe ifibu ati ikusi aye.
Most people, but you are now in the kingdom and under God's throne. You must know this truth.
Awon eniyan aye o mo otito isugbon itebe labe te oro re gburo mo.
From where we have, you know, saved you into the kingdom. You are no longer under that terrible bitter curse.
Iri ta fi gba ogbo yin la si ni ti ogo Olorun tori pe si labe igun igun
aye. Igun o se lori mo gba ta ba ti kuro da be satani.
Once you have gone away from the
I'm talking about the bitter curse of God upon the world.
An so ni ti egun buruku to ba fifan aye.
When Jesus Christ came,
igba ti Jesus wa si aye,
he added another dimension of the curse.
O tu wa fi ona miran han ni ti egun to wa lori aye.
Matthew chapter 18 verse 7.
Ninu iwe Matthew ori keji din ni ogun ese keje yen.
He said, woe unto the world.
O ni egbe ni fun aye.
Woe unto the world because of offenses.
Because of sin.
For it must mean that offenses come. But woe to that.
Woe upon the world. I'm talking about the bitter cursing of God and the Lord Jesus.
Aso ni ti egun ati ifibu ti o koja latodo Olorun ati Jesus si aye.
When you look at the world,
te ba wo aye lapapo,
you find that there's curses, there are laboring under causes of God and Christ.
Eya mu ri moye daju bi pe gbogbo aye lo nse lahala labe ifibu Olorun.
Furthermore, Revelation chapter 8 verse 13.
Wo ifi orikejo ese ketala.
There again, the spirit of God say, woe, woe, woe.
And I beheld and had a head an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by the reason of other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound.
Now, these are the bitter curses of God upon the world. And no, God is not going to remove these curses. No prayer can remove it. These are the curses raging in the world today. No one can get out of this problem. So the wise God, the righteous God, has taken it upon himself to set up his dominion so that people can save themselves from all these bitter curses troubling the whole world into a new dominion.
Ohun ti Olorun wa se ni pe o wa so ijoba ati iteti re kale si aye kale ti pase be gba gbogbo awon eyan kuro labe egun buruku to nja daye lamu.
You must appreciate God.
O gba gburo fi ope fun Olorun.
You must know what we are talking about.
O si gburo mo ohun ti a so
pale. That is no longer under the bitter curse of the world.
Ye pe gbogbo eyin wonye ko si labe ifibu Olorun mo
ebi to wa lo aye mo. Because you are not under the curse, I mean the rule and rulership of Satan, the domination of Satan.
It's on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne. Throat address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.